This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Teleretinal screening shows 98% accuracy in detecting cytomegalovirus retinitis in HIV patients. A comprehensive systematic review has revealed that teleretinal screening demonstrates exceptional diagnostic accuracy for detecting cytomegalovirus retinitis, CMVR, in people living with HIV, offering a promising solution for preventing blindness in resource-limited settings. The meta-analysis, published in PLOS Global Public Health, analyzed data from 5 studies encompassing 1,460 eyes to establish the first comprehensive evidence base for this diagnostic approach. 97.73% specificity rate for teleretinal screening in detecting cytomegalovirus retinitis among HIV patients. Teleretinal screening performance for cytomegalovirus retinitis. Diagnostic accuracy measures from meta-analysis of 5 studies, 1,460 eyes specificity, 97.7% sensitivity, 87.11%, overall accuracy, 95% plus. Source, Uy et al., PLOS Global Public Health, 2025, Georgian Medical Journal News, Critical GAN HIV Eye Care Access. Cytomegalovirus retinitis remains a leading cause of preventable blindness among people living with HIV, particularly affecting those with severely compromised immune systems. According to the research team led by Holija Uy from the Philippines, CMVR disproportionately impacts patients in resource-limited settings where access to specialized ophthalmological care is severely constrained. The condition typically affects individuals with CD4 cell counts below 50 cells per millimeter, making early detection crucial for preventing irreversible visual impairment. Traditional diagnosis requires direct examination by ophthalmologists using fundoscopy, a resource often unavailable in many healthcare systems serving HIV populations. This accessibility challenge has created an urgent need for alternative diagnostic approaches. The emerging evidence base suggests that teleretinal screening could bridge this critical gap in care delivery. Robust evidence from multiple settings. The systematic review, conducted according to PRISMA Diagnostic Test Accuracy Guidelines and registered in PROSPERO, analyzed studies from diverse healthcare settings to establish comprehensive diagnostic parameters. The meta-analysis employed the Hierarchical Summary Receiver Operating Characteristic (HSRUP) model to pool sensitivity and specificity values across included studies. Risk of bias assessment using the QuADAS2 tool revealed generally high methodological quality among included studies. The research team conducted sensitivity analyses that showed no significant changes in diagnostic accuracy after excluding studies with higher risk of bias, strengthening confidence in the findings. Subgroup analyses revealed particularly promising results among populations with lower CD4 cell count thresholds, suggesting enhanced diagnostic performance precisely where clinical need is greatest. This finding aligns with the pathophysiology of CMVR, which typically manifests in patients with advanced immunosuppression. Technology enabling decentralized care. The study examined various fundus imaging modalities used in teleretinal screening programs across different country income settings. Results demonstrated consistently high specificity across different technological approaches, suggesting that the diagnostic benefits are not limited to high-end imaging equipment. Quality of evidence assessment using the GRADE framework rated the specificity evidence as high certainty, while sensitivity evidence received a low certainty rating due to wider confidence intervals. According to the World Health Organization, approximately 39.9 million people globally live with HIV, making scalable diagnostic solutions critically important. The technology's potential extends beyond individual patient care to population health surveillance. Integration of retinal imaging at the point of HIV care could enable systematic screening programs that identify at-risk patients before symptoms develop. Implementation considerations for healthcare systems. The research findings carry significant implications for healthcare policy and resource allocation in HIV care programs. The high specificity rate of 97.73% means that positive screening results are highly reliable, reducing unnecessary referrals and optimizing specialist resources. However, the sensitivity rate of 87.11%, while clinically useful, indicates that approximately 13% of CMVR cases might be missed by teleretinal screening alone. This limitation necessitates careful consideration of screening protocols and follow-up strategies, particularly for patients with very low CD4 counts who face highest risk. Cost-effectiveness analyses, while not included in this diagnostic accuracy review, will be crucial for healthcare systems considering implementation. The potential to prevent blindness through early detection must be weighed against program costs and infrastructure requirements. Teleretinal screening demonstrates consistently high specificity, 97.73%, and potentially useful sensitivity, 87.11%, for cytomegalovirus retinitis detection, supporting its role in early detection and referral among people living with HIV. Holy Jowi Research Team Leader Philippines, PLOS Global Public Health 2025. Key takeaways. Teleretinal screening achieves 97.73% specificity and 87.11% sensitivity for CMVR detection in HIV patients. Diagnostic performance appears enhanced among populations with lower CD4 cell counts, below 50 cells per mL. High specificity ensures reliable positive results, optimizing specialist referral resources. Technology offers scalable solution for resource-limited settings lacking ophthalmologist access. Frequently asked questions. What is cytomegalovirus retinitis and why is it dangerous for HIV patients? Cytomegalovirus retinitis, CMVR, is a viral infection of the retina that can cause irreversible blindness if untreated. It primarily affects people living with HIV who have severely compromised immune systems, particularly those with CD4 cell counts below 50 cells mm. How does teleretinal screening work for CMVR detection? Teleretinal screening uses digital fundus photography to capture images of the retina, which are then transmitted to specialists for remote interpretation. This approach eliminates the need for patients to travel to specialized ophthalmology centers for initial screening. What do the sensitivity and specificity rates mean for patients? The 97.73% specificity means that if the test is positive, there's a very high chance the patient actually has CMVR. The 87.11% sensitivity indicates that the test correctly identifies about 87 out of 100 people who have the condition, missing approximately 13%. The integration of teleretinal screening into routine HIV care represents a significant advancement in preventing avoidable blindness among vulnerable populations. As healthcare systems worldwide grapple with resource constraints and growing HIV care demands, this evidence provides a foundation for implementing cost-effective screening programs that could preserve vision for thousands of patients. Future research should focus on real-world implementation studies and long-term patient outcomes to fully establish the clinical and economic value of this diagnostic approach. Source: Diagnostic Test Accuracy of Teleretinal Screening for Cytomegalovirus Retinitis Among People Living with HIV, a systematic review and meta-analysis,